Track 8, celebrating 20 years of Fairham in Bloom. 2015 will see the 20th year of Fairham in Bloom, from humble beginnings forged from a relationship between a dedicated group of volunteers and the council. The initiative has become one of the biggest and most respected in the south of England. Thousands of people come into contact with the work of the In Bloom team and the council's ground maintenance department, whether it be attending events, opening their own gardens for charity, or entering the Community Gardening Challenge. The benefits can be clearly seen as you travel through the borough with its attractive landscaping and floral displays. Last year, the borough received 9 gold level awards from the regional South and South East England in Bloom, the first time this has been achieved in all the categories that were entered. Such a success is the result of true passion and dedication by all those involved, and we would like to thank everyone who has supported the initiative since 1996. Let's get gardening. We have become well known for our public floral displays and hanging baskets. For 2015, the colour theme will be Some Like It Hot, with the emphasis on bright, rich colours in pinks and purples against orange, red and yellow shades. To perfect your own floral display and create your own beautiful basket, there will be a free workshop at St Margaret's Nurseries, Titchfield, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday the 16th of May. The first 100 people to attend will receive a free fuchsia plant. Going even wilder. 3 years ago, we started the Going Wild initiative to bring wildflower meadows across the borough. We are continuing to develop new sites, the latest having been sown at Stubbington Paddock, and another planned for Porchester Park in April. To get our community sowing wildflowers in their own gardens, there will be a free workshop held at the open space on Hilson Drive, North Fairham, at 1 p.m. on Thursday the 9th of April, where a horticulturist will be on hand to demonstrate the sowing of a meadow. The Community Gardening Challenge. Community participation has always played a key part in Fairham in Bloom, and the Community Gardening Competition is at the heart of this. Over the years we have seen many outstanding gardens, and we would love to see even more. This year the competition has had a mini makeover and has been renamed the Community Gardening Challenge. Open to all residents, schools and businesses within the borough, entries are judged during the second 2 weeks of July. The awards, bronze, silver, silver gilt and gold, are based on individual merit and are therefore not competitive. To take part, simply complete and return an application form no later than Sunday the 14th of June. And there are various categories. Section 1 deals with small floral front gardens under 70 square metres, large floral front gardens over 70 square metres, a courtyard or forecourt style garden, and a plantsman's front garden, mainly perennial. And there are sections for containers, floral back gardens, wildlife gardens, allotment gardens, and council provided sheltered housing, daycare facilities, etc. The information is available from Fairham Borough Council Parks and Open Spaces Department. And if you contact them, they'll be able to give you further information.